much to me. I think it helped him realize that to do something as simple as that was to help him ease his stress.
You speak of a thing that sometimes people in Vancouver, the large cities, talk about being lonely, that they don't have anyone to talk to. And I think braving, like coming to this breakfast buffet, we're imagining we're at the backyard and sharing good tips or sharing good information like we would share good food. Sometimes just reaching out to say hello to somebody, the being here, that I am here, makes a whole world of difference. This morning when I came into the building, downtown Vancouver, busy street building that has got lots of different social service activities going on, there's someone, Stefan, who's always at the door, and he greeted me with a big smile. Well, I came in, I was nervous about how's the show going to go, how's this going to go, and just that greeting helped settle me down. And then he had pictures, as some of you know, Megaphone is having its anniversary. They're launching a new book next week. And just looking at those pictures was settling. So I think being available, each of us at some time in life have this point where we feel like, oh my God, tomorrow the world's going to end. Or like you said, being interrupted by sleep with reminding you of who you need to pay or where you need to be or whatnot. But hearing how good it might make somebody feel and how it really might make their day. Saying, I'm here for you. Or would you like, Stephen asked, would you like to have some coffee? I had my coffee cup. There's a place upstairs. He could have said, oh, you could go upstairs and get some coffee. But he offered to bring two of us who were sitting downstairs waiting for things. He came and made the most beautiful serving of a cup of coffee. And I think the peacefulness of writing is one of the things that he's used. We've had other people that have talked about writing poetry, writing a song, writing just your experiences from the day are ways that help you to feel better. Kim, you have something else that you've written I'd like for you to share about being grateful. Sometimes it happens that people do nice things for us and we forget to express gratitude to them or to the universe. So I want to say I am so grateful for being here, for surviving the tears, bumps, and strains of life. And I'm grateful to have opportunity for other people to express gratitude and share how that works in their life. I'm going to share one of my poems. I've written about six poems related to my mother, motherhood, but this is a poem I wrote when she was going through the transitions of an illness. And it's called Mother Strong, Mother Soft. But well, before we had a station break, so I will say, this is your own Sister C. Charlotte Farrell here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming worldwide at CJSF.ca. And we are doing pop-up poetry. Pop-up poetry is something we do periodically within the Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon show. And it is for that purpose of letting everyone have a chance to speak instead of the experience that many of us, I won't say old poets, but have been at events where you sat and sat and sat and sat and sat and one person did 10 poems and then at the end you may or may not get to give yours. So that's one of the purpose of the pop-up is to have people who didn't think they were poets speak and hear how everybody receives and says to them, yeah, don't say that anymore. You're definitely a poet. So I'm going to share right now one called Mother Strong, Mother Soft. Mother strong in life embracing little loves, legs and feet, giving light from dawn to dusk. Mother strong in life proclaiming little rules for life's upbringing, quoting chapter verse of scripture, hoping fertile seeds will follow. Mother strong in life rejoicing, pillows of love and laughter singing, cuddles, cuddles, chauffeured cars, hoping all will child not spoil. Mother turning life unbending, little twinges, steps that falter, some days soaring, others dwindling, wondering if all is worth the kindling. Mother soft in life unraveling, seeds she sowed, gathering, searching, probing tendrils wrapping around her, hoping that their paths will praise her. is first up for her second poem.
I'm ready. Now, this one shows, I tried to reflect on something a little more joyful than the last one. And this one was written in February of this year, 24. I call that Sunshine Speaking. Now, this is a poem. I will count it because it looks more like a poem. Are the rays of sunshine really streams of energy? The mystery of clouds, do they hide secret storms? The brilliance of a rainbow, the grace of a morning breeze, the bird chirping concert for an audience of two, the subtle traffic noises trapped in a freeway system. It isn't free, wasn't free in the beginning. The trees are listening like children's ears and dogs' eyes. We forget they're present. Their presence is invisible to our scrambled eggs, adulting minds. There is so much danger in the world. Our visions of Mother Nature are distorted, and we rarely stare at the feminine luminescence and cold light of the Queen Moon, Queen Mother Moon. No incandescence when fire is applied. Come on, baby, light my fire. Sunshine speaking.
Wow.
With the moonlight.
Wow.
This is Charlotte Farrell of the Salua Show. My guest and I speak up so that you can listen up and act upon what you hear. Everybody has the ability to change something. Sometimes when people talk about acting up, they show demonstrations, violence, anger. But there are other ways to really speak up and ways that you can act up and you can change. It might be writing a letter. If you can't write, you could dictate. There is power in the letters, the number of letters that people have gotten saying that they want to know more about what's happening with people who have different ability levels. The power of the pen and writing and asking for people to speak up for having an emotional moment, just thinking of the title, The Safe Supply, places where people can go and safely be taking medication and working toward, aiming toward sobriety. People having the heart to not complain because someone has decided that they're going to put a rehabilitation center in their neighborhood. We say we want change, but, you know, thinking about that thing within you that says, but not in my neighborhood. But being one of the people that says yes to being on committees, there are all kinds of opportunities in every city. I'm a dual citizen. The opportunities in the United States, the opportunities in Canada to get on advocacy committees, to get onto neighborhood committees, to be on the parks committee and talk about programs that make life, make the enjoyment of whatever place accessible and enjoyable for all. So with that commercial form, doing what's acceptable. Karen has a comment.
I was going to say I do have a poem if there's time.
Yeah.
I've read it before, Charlotte, but it's quite appropriate for today. It's the one that I wrote for Mother Nature, Mother Earth. Mother Earth, how wondrous and beautiful you are. You give us life in each season. You give us beauty, a reflection of stages in our life. In spring, you give life. You bring forth your children, flowers, trees, animals with their offspring. So sweet, cuddly with their mothers. In summer, you bring joy. Your children play with endless energy and love that seems to never end. As summer changes to fall, the colors are dark and age shows. Mother Earth has matured. She is getting ready for her deep sleep. Winter brings a blanket of snow in which darkness, peace, quiet, there is rest. The white snow covers her peacefully until it is time for spring to renew itself and life begins again.
I love those images. Life begins again. Every day, every time we're able to open our eyes, life begins again. Thank you, Karen. You know, I had an image when you were talking about Mother Earth and embracing the earth. When I was a child, which is a few decades ago, my grandmother used to spread a pallet in the backyard, you know, for us to lay down and take a nap. And I used to hear then the old people talk about being able to, at some time during the week, lay where you're touching the earth, and that there's an energy, there's a thing that is happening, and you can feel it. So here in Vancouver, I went out and I spread my blanket and laid down, and I did feel that connection. It's a thing of overcoming fear because, you know, in a big urban city, even out in the woods, I'm afraid, you know, is a bear going to jump on top of me in the city? But I have found that there is a feeling the rhythm of the earth just by laying on the sand or laying on grass. So that brings us to Dr. Ramona sharing her second. Do you have a second one to share?
Charlotte, I did try to write a couple of stanzas on that prompt you gave us at the root of Mother's Day. So I don't know whether I should share that.
Yes.
It sounds terrible, but I'm going to try. So here it goes. At the root of Mother's Day, a seed of love is sown. In hearts of gratitude, a bond forever known. From cradle to hand, her cares embrace, a timeless melody of her nurturing grace. In gardens of memories, her legacy blooms. In every whispered prayer, her presence looms. With each passing year, her light still shines bright. At the root of Mother's Day, her love takes flight. Thank you.
Oh, you
Okay,
are
we'll
soaring.
send that straight over to Hallmark. Just tell them I don't write poetry. I just do greeting cards for Mother's Day. What are you talking about? It was no junk there. Stop that.
The next person, Elizabeth, were you doing a second poem? Okay.
I also forgot to give the title of the last one. The title to that last poem was Ode to the Elder. This one is called a tribute poem to my mother and her legacy to me. I wrote it on her birthday 3 years ago. This year, she's going to be 97.
Wow.
So patient, waiting for me to take her to the dentist, to shopping, making sure my needs are met, fixing my food, fixing my clothes, making sure I have my time to study and work. Yes, she does. Yet ever self-sufficient, making sure she's not being a bother, so ingenious and creative. No, don't throw that away. I'll find a way to fix it. And she does. Yes, I think I will redesign and re-engineer this dress that I have not worn for a long time. And she does. Yes, I am learning English and technical Chinese. I am learning nutrition and health and what food helps the body in what conditions. And she tries it on herself. Then she relays. I experiment on myself. Then I tell my children the good effects. And she does. Every day I walk 15 minutes two times. I exercise before I go to bed. And she follows this regime. I am happy my children and grandchildren and great-grands are healthy and smart and good people. I want to live to 99 and healthy. I love you all, she does announce. What a marvelous model, wouldn't you say? Thank you.
I love the way you brought your mother's voice forward. Oh, it was as if she was right there next to you commenting. We've had such an enjoyable amount of conversation. Neil, we'll do yours without further ado.
This is from my book called From the Other Side. I don't know if it's still available because my publisher's gone bankrupt. So this is a poem that's called Ordinary Mary. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. What were the dreams you dreamed? And did any of them ever come to be true? I never really knew you or what your need or what needs you had. Whatever they might have been, you kept them all to yourself. And I apologize because I never thought to ask. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. I knew you were my mother, and that was all I knew of you. It never occurred to me that you were a person, too, who had a life other than to be there just for me. Tell me, Mary, what was it that you aspired to be or to do? Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. What were the thoughts what were your thoughts as evolution passed you by in the blink of an eye? From an oil lamp light to spaceman walking on the moon? As a girl, did you dream you were to be married? Bear children, live life, and grow old out on the farm. The bank took because the rains never came. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. I heard that times were tough when I was little. And whenever I was frightened, you took me to your rocking chair. The one you rocked me in when you were frightened too. As I grew older, I labeled you as nothing fancy, nothing bold, just a housewife in the city with a family to look after. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. For 7 days and 7 nights, the rains did constant fall, and again you lost your home. Only it wasn't drought this time, as the river overflowed and swept away all our possessions and the memories that they held. Afloat out on the lake, just a mile or two, but forever gone away. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. I knew so little of who you might have been. So now you're gone, but not forgotten. I wish I could tell you that you'd be in my heart forever and to thank you oh so very much for being my ordinary mother. Thank you.
You know, I write poetry, and a few years ago, the first book that I wrote all the poems in longhand first before typing them out. And I wrote them sometimes sitting close to the ocean or Lake Ontario, or not in the woods, but just in a place where the earth itself was supportive, where I didn't feel like there were people that I could talk to or people that felt supportive of me, because I had been in an accident, had a spinal bruise, a brain hematoma, and wasn't able to do the kind of work I'd been doing as a health promotion consultant to the city of Toronto. I was depressed, but I found being able to sit out at a park or sit somewhere and just scribble my emotions, the environment of the place was like the yes. You know, people, sometimes if you talk to people about your troubles, they say, yeah, okay, they don't want to dwell with that. But I think that there's a poem I'm going to share, but it's writing this poem recently in a backyard, my son's backyard, has reminded me that being able to do something like listening to the radio while sitting in the park or sitting in a backyard, like sitting at our imaginary buffet this morning, you hear a rustling, and that rustling made me feel like I was in different places in the earth. So this poem is called Rustling Evokes Resolution. Rustling, rustling. Did you hear it? That big elm tree sounds like the ocean roaring to me. Stealthily and steadfastly, you bring us confidence in waves, seeding gratitude for another day to feel your power. Little birds being fed in the arms of your branches greet sunrise and sunset, chirping joyfully about your power, signaling us it's time to dream and project, sealing our commitment to reflect and recommit, to share quick or ebullient hugs, to share shamelessly, boldly share our enthusiasm to remember you were here first, enabling us to sweetly slumber, waking up with the confidence to resist lumber mills for paper, like the welcoming waves of nearby bodies of water. Your rushing draws us to care outside, come outside, rush outside singing, engaging the life support of kindred souls, embracing the eternal support of interconnected beings, rustling, rustling, rustling. End of poem.
Charlotte, I like the part in the poem that speaks to the interconnectedness.
We're going to move on now. Mary Nance, did you have a second?
Yes, I have one I wrote this morning just for this.
All righty, let's hear it.
Okay, it's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The sunbeams are calling my name. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The blue skies are doing the same. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The flowers are singing their song. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The songbirds are tweeting along. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The bees are abuzz with delight. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The breeze cushions butterflies' flight. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The ribbons float loosely and free. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The children dance round the tree. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The music is filled with all joys. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The excitement has gathered the boys. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The girls are dancing around. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. It's time for the queen to be crowned.
Wow. And you wrote that this morning. That was a crowning joy.
Yeah.
Going to let we're running out of time. So Wilda's going to read her second one.
Thank you so much. It's called Fragile Bloom. Fingers trace a downy head. Radiant love in every word unsaid. Aching muscles, a badge of pride. Glimpses of forever in your eyes wide. Emerging life, a precious start. Love's melody plays within your heart.
Wow, your tone was like a violin. I was hearing the
it was. Thank you.
wake at 10, and I'll say that no matter what time it is, I always say it's love time, poem time. Today, I'm going to be paying tribute to your spirit mama. It's a poem that I wrote during the time that my mother passed away, during Mother's Day week. And writing poetry, I would encourage you to write poetry, maybe at some point in a song, but writing a poem to someone that you have loved that's passed on is a very healing emotion. So without further ado, I'm going to say, Mama, I love you, and I'm paying tribute to your spirit and paying tribute to the spirit of other mothers who have been on earth, shared their love, and helped someone else to move forward in raising families, raising communities, and having gratitude of their own. I'm so thankful for the gratitude that Kim and Punky have expressed and shared today, and to the Eco Wisdom Program for the way that it encourages people to be out in nature and to feel how Mother Nature supports us.
Tribute to your spirit, Mama. Paying tribute to your spirit of love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Now that you've gone, I told you that I loved you, but it's not enough. The words are too few for the essence of you. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for your tireless hands that fashion new dresses when I long for the ones at Macy's that cost more than Daddy made. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, your endless treks to sales, downtown, overtown, to the plaza, to wherever you could get 5 pairs of shoes, 5 sets of clothes, 10 days of groceries on a postman's bi-weekly pay. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for facing freezing snowstorms, spending lonely nights at home while self-centered kids did all over the country roam. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for the PTA meetings you attended, the dances you and Daddy chaperoned while other parents groaned. I'm paying tribute to your spirit. Paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for ever reminding us to slow down and smell the roses, do one thing at a time, wait upon the Lord and hear the quiet ways and solutions He whispers at sunrise.
Well, hello. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, host of the Saluau Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show, M every Friday morning. Thank you for listening. Every time you turn into our frequency on the dial, your support of diverse, independent media does not go unnoticed. We are extremely grateful that you have chosen to listen to us. Thank you for turning into CJSF 90.1 FM.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit squist.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.